In school, Bart writes out lines on the blackboard. This school does not need a regime change. At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work. Baby Maggie accidentally gets scanned and bagged at the supermarket checkout, while Lisa gets kicked out of music class for improvising on her saxophone. Arriving home, Homer narrowly avoids being run over by the entire family. Then, in the living room, they fill the wrong holes for their heads in a picture board and have their photo taken. Created by Matt Groening. Developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman and this is Eye on Springfield.
A fast-moving title sequence shows Kent leaving his handprints outside Larry's Chinese Theatre, sharing sushi with geisha girls in a hot tub, then waving to the camera as he washes a car. He cheers on greyhounds at Springfield Downs racetrack, loses the filling from a sandwich just as he's about to bite into it, and shares a roller coaster ride with Fidel Castro. Eye on Springfield.
With actor Rainier Wolfcastle, who surprisingly has filed for bankruptcy. Rainier, what went wrong?
3 divorces in 3 months. What can I say, Kent? I'm a romantic.
But this personal tragedy translates into a good old-fashioned bankruptcy sale.
Yeah, everything must go, even the painting of my Nana. This was done on her wedding day, or should I say, deading day.
How the mighty have fallen. Into my price range. I'm gonna go there.
Dad, we are there.
Woohoo!
Now, Rainier, I really don't think it's right to sell these Play-Dude centerfolds.
Zip it, Holy Joe.
Are you taking us to another mansion?
Yeah. Miss September, I think you're gonna have to get in a trunk.
Ooh. Whoa, a sword cane.
Everything here is sword. Sword baseball bat, sword rifle, sword pineapple, sword sharpener, sword pie. It's... Hey, what happened to the sword pie?
What do I do now?
Hey, look, a cyborg hand. This could really come in useful.
Well, well, look who's got Hollywood.
Ooh. Do you need some assistance picking over the tattered remains of my life?
Nope, I'm good. Hey, your early porno movies. Oh, wait. Are any of these hetero?
What's there is there.
You got any junk that'll go up in value after you die?
Right this way. My first weight set.
The weights that changed you from a Bavarian cream puff to a mass of twitchy muscles?
They know you are talking about them.
I'll take it.
Who's up for coconut oil?
There's no way all this junk is gonna fit in that car.
No, don't worry. This is what all those hours of playing Tetris were for.
Imagining everything and everyone as geometric blocks, Homer fills his boot, then picks up Lisa.
No!
With a few adjustments, she and Bart fit neatly into the back. Maggie slots into a baby seat alongside Marge in the driver's seat.
Perfect!
But there's no room for you!
No! Do you think you could give me a lift home?
Sure, I'll carry you in this giant snuggly. I used it to carry Rob Schneider in the movie My Baby is an Ugly Man.
Your heartbeat is so soothing.
Shh. Time for sleep, little fatso.
Driving home.
Mom, I think Maggie fudged her Huggies.
Bart, don't say it like that. You'll hurt her feelings. Jeez Louise! How did you turn cinnamon applesauce into that?
Don't try to pin this on me, sister.
Sorry, emergency.
Hello, Mrs. Homer.
Apu, where's your bathroom?
The bathroom is not for customers. Please use the crack house across the street.
A sign reads, restroom for crack smokers only.
Oh, that is the most pungent thing I have ever smelled, and I am from India. All right, but speak of this to no one.
Danger, high voltage.
Don't worry, that sign is just a ruse, like all high voltage signs.
There's a happy baby, aren't you? Aren't you?
Give me your purse.
Hold on.
Shut up.
It's not a purse, it's a diaper bag.
What?
It looks like a purse, that's why I bought it, but it's really
Shut up! Fine. I'll just take this!
He snatches Marge's necklace, spilling orange beads on the ground, and runs off. Marge gets back into the car with Maggie.
Come on, Mom, let's go. Mom? Are you okay?
It's all my fault my wife got mugged.
There you have it, boys. Case closed.
Look, this really made me feel vulnerable. I want to know how soon you think you'll catch this guy.
Don't worry, Marge. I swear to you, I'll put my best man on it. Oh, boy, is this awkward.
Wait, Marge. I don't want you to leave the house without this. Emergency whistle, pepper spray, and this map of the most vulnerable parts of a man's body.
Why is it Ned Flanders?
Oh, look, I'm gonna kick Chief Wiggum in the groin.
Okay, Marge, you can do this. You've done it 1,000 times before.
Hi, Mrs. Simpson!
Oh, no, I pepper sprayed Ralph.
Even my boogers are spicy.
Sorry! Let's go home. There's nothing dangerous there except for the electrical wiring.
And you parked on top of the mailman.
It's okay, all part of the job. Can you believe I get paid to wear short pants?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll come right out and help you.
The mugger's head looms out of a swirling purple vortex.
I gave your necklace to my cheap girlfriend.
I just throw it in a drawer at night.
No, it'll tangle.
Marge crawls back inside the house.
Sorry, I can't go outside. I'll call for help.
No, hurry. I got plenty to read. Woo, Twilight Zone magazine. Oh, no, my glasses are broken.
Marge, I'm afraid you've developed agoraphobia, a fear of leaving the home. I recommend watching this Lifetime Channel movie. It's called A Woman Who Died in Her Home.
Oh, my God. Isn't there anything I can do?
Marge, I suggest you slowly desensitize yourself to the fear of going outside. Create controlled situations where you can leave the house without pain or panic.
What if I can't feel comfortable outside again?
Then I hope you like throwing dinner parties.
I do.
No one wants to eat dinner at a crazy lady's house. Get real.
Don't worry, Mom. This first time, we'll only take a few steps outside.
All right. Just to the mailbox and back.
Bart leads the way.
Now, Dr. Hibbert said to use a number from 1 to 10 to describe how anxious you are.
2, 3, 2.
Don't worry, everything is fine. What the hell is that?
Hey,
Dad, it's just a bug.
2.
It's not just a bug. It's the queen of something!
10!
Don't worry, I'll set fire to the hive!
12, 15, 703!
Run!
Bart adopts an Apu disguise.
Oh my goodness, it looks just like the Quickie Mart.
Yep, but you're still safe at home. After a few practice trips here, the real Quickie Mart will be a piece of cake. Now, Bart will play Apu.
I'm a magazine rack.
Look, I'm the first to admit it, I don't write good parts for women.
I'm a robber! All this does is shoot bubbles. Oh, silly string!
Kids, I'll go find your mother. Dad, we're canceling the rest of the play.
What play? What the hell is he talking about?
Marge?
I'm gonna sleep down here tonight.
Listen, kids. Your mom is going to be living in the basement, but with our love, she'll get better soon.
What if she doesn't?
Then we'll have to smoke her out.
And may the peace of God be with you. Amen.
Amen. Over.
Breaker, breaker, Bartman to shut in. The big guy's asleep. Please advise. Over.
Whack him with the hymnal. Over.
I'll roger that big time.
Marge is speaking on a walkie-talkie from the basement.
I was just... Wow, honey, eating dinner downstairs is great, isn't it, kids?
The air hockey table makes passing the carrots a breeze.
Bart, eat your spinach.
No way.
Yes, wait.
Stop it, please. I'm trying to eat. And all those feet going by the window are really creeping me out.
It's like we're at Cheers. I love that show, because you always knew it was only a half hour till Wings. Then you could just sleep till Monday.
Bye, Mom.
I'm sending the cat up with your lunches.
Snowball climbs up a dryer vent with the lunchboxes, then slides back down into a basket of laundry.
Goodbye, kids. What to do now? Too crazy to go outside. Not crazy enough to have imaginary friends. Why did Homer buy those? No one's ever going to use them.
She picks up a small weight. 2 weeks later, she's weightlifting while watching a TV cookery show.
And five eggs. Ladies, feel that burn. If you don't, the oven's not on.
10?
Bench presses.
12! I can bench twice as much as when I started. And look at my abs!
Mom?
Married to Joey Hederton.
Ooh, you know what would zest up this hollandaise? A lemon!
Dad, do you plan to get in shape?
No, actually, I'm going to eat twice as much.
Excellent. Guys, Mom just left the basement.
She's in the backyard!
I got all the way out to the tree before I realized I'd left the house.
Crushing a lemon.
I'm stronger than I've ever been. I don't have to go back inside. I'm not afraid.
All right, Mom!
Woo-hoo! I'm not afraid! Nib, I'm not afraid!
Well, aren't you a super-duper recouper?
Grandpa, I'm not afraid!
Then you're not paying close enough attention.
You?
What you been up to? Living in fear?
Not anymore!
Marge beats up the mugger, then smashes a dustbin over his head and continues to beat him with the lid. She kicks him into a pool of water from a leaking fire hydrant.
You've just been marginalized.
Marge, that was amazing. It's like I'm married to Shaft.
Hey, Chief, I think that's the guy who mugged her.
Yeah, looks like she caught her own criminal. Unlike the rest of you lazy bones, you're not going to find those criminals looking at your feet, people.
At home, Marge exercises whilst brushing her teeth and doing the housework. On a jog, she stops by a beach gym and watches muscle-bound men and women working out.
Marge Simpson? It's Ruth! Ruth Powers!
Ruth Powers? My old neighbor? Oh, my goodness, look at you!
I got this body in prison. I was Miss Mexican Mafia 3 years in a row.
Wow.
You know, another 4 inches on your neck and you look pretty hot. Ever thought of competing?
I don't have those kind of muscles.
Well, you could if you use these.
Steroids? I can't take drugs. I have so many anti-drug bumper stickers, I'd be making a liar out of my tailgate.
Steroids aren't drugs. They occur naturally in the body, like sweat or tumors.
But aren't there side effects?
Yes, their main side effect is greatness. But if you'd rather be weak and helpless...
No, no!
Marge downs a bottle of Raging Roids.
I feel good, with no repercussions. A little of this, a little of that. Bulkanoids for my lats, Mesomax for my delts, and estrogen blockers for that minty taste.
A liquidized concoction.
Whoa! Hurry up, kids, you'll miss the bus.
It drives off, but Marge runs after it and pulls it to a halt.
Not so fast, bus boy.
Man, what am I smoking? Oh, yeah, pot.
Hey, Mom.
Bye, kids. Bye-bye.
Ha-ha, your mom changed.
Nighttime.
stuff. I've got a competition tomorrow. I could use a good luck smell.
I'd rather talk about our feelings. I feel that illegal performance-enhancing drugs are too common these days. Rebuttal?
Let's do it.
Listen, my bulky flower. I have an early day tomorrow.
I wasn't asking.
Morning, kids. I made your lunches. They're on the table.
Huh? Why didn't Mom make our lunch?
Your mom has a lot of stuff to shave. Ow.
Homer walks with a limp.
Ow.
Now, let's meet the ladies who are doctors as sure as are women. The Iron Maidens!
Ay, caramba. I'm off women forever.
A beefy woman walks on stage and lifts a piano.
Support the arts!
Yeah, right! That's bad.
This is the cheapest vacation you've ever taken me on.
The man who shot Liberty Valance. He shot.
A burly cowgirl singer ruffles Professor Frink's hair.
Of them all.
Nice lady.
In second place, Mart Simpson.
Through clenched teeth.
Second place? Oh man, this will just encourage her.
I'm tired of her criticizing my saggy glutes.
Quiet. Muscular ears can hear us.
Marge's ear twitches.
So then I pop my delts, clench, and bam! Not a dry eye in the house.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, honey. You bulked up and managed to keep your femininity.
And that's why I didn't win.
Sorry, sir. Sorry.
Starting tomorrow, I'm gonna up my glyco load, use a denser ripping gel.
Denser?
Damn straight. I didn't sacrifice my period for second place.
I hear that.
Listen, Marge. How can I put this delicately? I don't got enough booze in this place to make you look good. Maybe death will stop your yammering, huh? Marge, easy.
Everyone's piling, almost white.
Marge throws everyone off, then wedges two men in the suspended ceiling before picking up the jukebox and using it as a weapon to fend off several men who try to tackle her, including Disco Stew.
Disco Stew should have disco ducked. Ow.
Homer ducks out. A bunch of tough sailors pile into Moe's, only to be ejected moments later. They slope away, heads bowed, rubbing their arms. Inside, the bar's been trashed. Bodies are littered across the floor and pool table. A pumped-up Marge picks up Lenny and holds him above her head.
Marge! Somewhere in that sea of bull hormones is the sweet, wonderful girl I married. The woman who, instead of swatting a fly, will give it a bath and send it on its way. I'd sure like to go home and have Jiffy Pop with her.
Oh my gosh! You're right! Steroids have turned me into everything I hate. Let's go home, sweetie. Club soda will get that blood out.
Ugh.
Well, there's only one way to recoup my losses.
Mo pours petrol over the bar and sets it alight.
Whoa, Mo, wait a minute. Don't you have to buy insurance first?
Oh, crap.
A silhouette of Marge lifting a weight. She tosses it into the boiler.
You know, I really do miss being a lady.
And I miss being your knight in flabby armor.
Homie.
They kiss. Then Marge picks Homer up in her arms and carries him up the basement stairs.
Ready for a real workout, Marge?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Can you wax the car? Oh, I'm kidding!